This is one of the most important resources when conveying radio messages. The proper use of prosody futures is essential to understand the message, especially because voice conveys the sense of the speech as well as its emotional intention. This is why it's so important to properly use intonation and stress. But how journalists use these prosody parameters? To answer this question is the main goal of this study, to characterize the way in which journalists convey the news by analyzing intonation and accent. Intonation can be defined as a group of pitch variations produced in a spoken sequence that characterize the type of sentence, differentiates the syntactic units, and defines the emotions and attitudes of speaker. Accent is the prominence of a word over the rest in a sentence. The prosody configuration employed in radio broadcasting news fulfills several relevant functions, and this is why it's important to analyze it. First, prosody contributes to structuring the discourse, distributing the information according to the relevance of the information. Thanks to intonation and stressed words, listeners can distinguish where the most important information is. If we want to highlight a part of the speech, we modify intonation and highlight certain words to draw the attention to a specific part of the message. Secondly, prosody contributes to grabbing listeners' attention. The acoustic changes between high and low tones and the accented words can help to attract the attention. Lastly, prosody conveys the speaker's intention and emotions. In this regard, there are a number of studies indicating that tone of voice and intonation are highly significant instruments for communicating internal states, attitudes, and feelings. Consequently, these considerations lead us to conduct an empirical research regarding the emphatic demarcation that radio newscasters employed with conveying the news. To do so, we used a radio bulletin sample extracted from the main radio stations in Spain. We varied speakers, male and female, and hours, morning, afternoon, evening. Once the body of data was recorded, the samples obtained were analyzed using PRAT, the Acoustic Analyze Program. The results of this study showed that the presentation of radio broadcasting news is characterized by abundance of circumflex contorns, regularity in the use of pitch contorns, and a constant emphatic accent. This means that journalists use a peculiar style to convey news, which is very regular, like a sing-song. They also use emphatic accent, sometimes on accessory words, which doesn't make sense, as they are not the most important. These results are not surprising, as previous research studies have already demonstrated this use of regular melodies in radio and television. However, it's worth it to note that this style can affect the listener's information processing. First, this can affect the understanding of the listeners, as the melody is produced regardless of the meaning of the message, and that making almost every word significant in the same as not stressing any word. Second, this uniform, regular, and emphatic melody can provoke a negative perception in the listeners because it becomes unnatural or artificial. Therefore, the conclusion for this study is that journalists should avoid this kind of intonation and accent if they want to improve the listeners' understanding.